Hey, what's up? It is another Tuesday.
You're listening.
You're listening to what?
To what?
What are you listening to?
The smooth-talking Carolyn and Joe.
How's everyone going? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes, you are fact listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. So, in the studio again, join us for another awesome episode is Mr. Brian Sarvis. How you doing, Brian?
That's right. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Joe, what is this music?
H-Boy Flair.
So, yes.
What's this music?
This is my radio voice, Brian, that you're asking me for.
This is my radio voice.
Yes, so...
So you're going to go
sit
like on
the... trying to be Wolfman Jack.
WWDC 95.5. You're listening to the smoothest jazz around. Everyone's going to have a little bit of... You won the tickets now! Are you Nat Collar? Yeah, Nat Collar. Why's always got to be the ninth collar, man?
I don't know, but you need to go on the side of a road and get a job.
Yeah, it
is. What the hell is that supposed to mean? You need to get a job, Joe. You need to be like, what's his name? What was that guy that got that job?
Oh, yeah,
that guy.
That guy, that homeless guy. I forgot his name now.
I don't know
something
what his
Daniels?
Name was.
No, Christopher Daniels? No, not Christopher Daniels. Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson.
Not Dwayne Johnson. Now we don't know his name.
Just call him famous homeless guy ever.
We already brushed him his life aside.
Unless like, something happens to him and that we don't know about.
Was he found in the South?
I don't know where he was found.
He was found in Ohio.
Ohio?
Hey, so yes, you're watching
like
the
radio show right there.
Hi,
that
the radio
like
voice. What's your radio voice?
He already got the Kraft Macaroni and Cheese account.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then Kraft had a bowl game called Feed the Hunger Bowl Game.
Right.
Feed the Hungry.
Feed the Hunger Bowl Game.
Yeah. And then he's might be the voice of MSNBC, which I would want to know, like, what about the current voice of MSNBC?
Right.
Like,
they just
what's
ditched
he thinking
him.
About?
Hey, we found this guy off the street. We're just going to kick you out there.
Yeah.
You're not doing that good of a job. You didn't get those YouTube hits.
And he also gets a whole home with the mortgage already paid for.
What?
Awesome.
How does that help?
All
they just gave it to
voice.
Him?
Yeah.
They just like, hey, you have
yeah,
a great voice. Let's, I have a great voice too. Why don't they give me a freaking free house?
Well, then right. You gotta go on the street corner.
You gotta go on the street.
You gotta earn it.
That's the way you gotta do it.
Brian did a documentary of a guy on the street corner. No one gave him a free house.
Yeah.
What
was his talent?
What was his talent?
His talent was to be in my movie. That was his talent.
See, but it's your talent. See, but this guy actually had like a real
great talent.
This guy actually had a real talent, like his voice.
That's not a real talent to be in Brian's movie.
Well,
yeah, that's talent. It takes talent to be in one of my movies.
But like, I don't know, man. He had something to offer. It just keeps getting.
He had a voice.
He has a voice.
But see, that's the one thing that always bothers me.
But he had experience, and he went to school for it. You know, it's not. He's not just like
a
guy. Yeah.
School? I thought he was just practicing on the streets.
No,
all
man.
The time.
He went to school for it. He's worked at many. You know. Voiceover and radio stations in the past, like he had. It's just that he, whatever. I don't know when, but like 20 years ago, he fell into like a bad crowd and started doing drugs and stuff.
That's how it always happens.
I'm not saying that he's the greatest guy ever, but what I'm saying is that he has experience doing it.
Right.
You know, like everyone keeps saying, like, oh, they just picked him up off the street, but you know what? He's been doing it for years.
First of all, I want to know the story. How did they? So what? They saw the YouTube video, right?
Well,
and they're like, okay.
Like this, I guess it was Columbus,
like, we need
Ohio.
To get this guy.
I'm not sure if it's Columbus, but I think it's Columbus. But either way, it's somewhere in Ohio. And or, I don't know where in Ohio. Anyway, but basically this guy, this reporter.
I don't even know where Columbus, Ohio is, man.
It's a city and state.
But where? Someone tell me where it is. I know where Kentucky is and Virginia.
Ohio. It's like.
You can't just yell Ohio and expect me to know where Ohio is.
Ohio.
I know.
Like,
sorry, Ohio listeners.
You don't know listeners. Where it is?
Ohio is. Next to...
It's, like, to the west of us, like, near, like...
It is to the western south of us, like,
yeah.
Southwest of us.
So, what state is it next to?
It actually might be touching Virginia.
What state is it next to?
Like,
it's like
West Virginia?
You guys don't even...
West Virginia?
I've never been to Ohio, so... I'm trying to think because you have Tennessee's right there.
I don't know where Ohio is.
It's somewhere like around Tennessee. Isn't it like below it or somewhere in that
area?
I'm assuming that there's states surrounding Tennessee.
Anyway, what I'm saying is you can look it up on the internet if you really need to know where Ohio is.
So basically we found this. We found the voice of America now hidden in a state that no one can
no one knows where it is.
What job does he have now? Macaroni and cheese?
Kraft macaroni and cheese. And he works for like the Ohio Cavaliers or whatever team. Some sports team. And he got a house from them.
Man.
Mortgage paid.
I need to work on my radio voice.
I know, right?
What is your radio voice?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to practice what your radio voice is.
I need to practice.
You get close and you're like, hey, yeah. And it's like, you're watching. But see, I always get all grungy.
You're like,
hey,
Wolfman Jack.
I gotta do the like whenever I do my radio voice, I gotta go like, hello, like, hey,
see,
so welcome
good.
Everybody. Today's gonna be a great game today. Lots of layups and lots of passes today. Layups and passes. Definitely gonna be the best women's basketball game you've ever seen in your life.
So you gotta start with some like lettering for your company.
Like, oh, welcome to
WKRL.
WKRL, yeah. The smooth sensation.
That's right,
you like doing the
smooth.
You're listening to the radio.
You are listening to the radio. Signing off.
Signing off.
Anyway, some guy from some Ohio newspaper.
Yeah, from
Ohio.
He probably
had like a flip cam. He's like been wondering what this guy's doing on the street corner, and then he's basically like the black guy just pitches for him. You know, like he's like, hey, you're listening.
See, this guy was able
to
give a pitch.
You know, he was able to like do his
thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Audition tape. You know, there, and then they put it online, and then everyone like just discovers it. You know, and as soon as it goes viral, and everyone enjoys it, and then he starts getting job offers and left, right. He's famous.
If he's not doing anything big by the time this radio episode comes out, I'm going to just forget all about
him. Well, he has a 2-year contract, so he definitely has
a job. At least for the next 2 years, he'll be doing something big.
That's good. It makes me wonder about the job situation in that field in Ohio.
Well, I mean, I honestly think that Ohio is probably a place that's probably pretty tough to find a job.
Yeah.
They feel
that's,
like, it's,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
It's like one of those states.
And all of
that,
a sudden, he gets a job.
I mean, good for him, man. I bet there's going to be a lot of homeless people out there with signs.
I think there are politics. There are politics involved in this, the decision making of signing this newborn star.
Oh yeah.
There was a bidding war. They're like, oh my God, YouTube sensation, Mr. Johnny White or whatever.
Have you seen all of his headshots though?
I have not seen his
headshots.
He's
been arrested multiple times, and he has like 12 different headshots, and each one he has like a different hairstyle.
Are these headshots or mugshots?
Mugshots. I was wondering. I was like, wow.
I was like, really? Is it headshots?
Thank you for correcting me. Yeah, it's like a mugshot, and there's like 12 different types, and it's very strange.
You are listening to the Carolyn Joe Show.
Different hairstyles, different looks, different. He kind of looks like a different person in each one of them. It's kind of weird.
When I first saw him.
You can tell it's the same guy, but.
When I first saw him, he looked like Encino Man.
He's awesome. Encino Man. But that guy is awesome, though. You know what, though? I mean, I know a lot of people might not like him because they're like, oh, you know, I went to school, too, and I'm trying to find a job, and I'm laid off, too. You know, I mean,
my GED?
I can understand that. I mean, we're living in tough times, you know? How else can I put it? But let's just say, like, this guy, like...
How else can I put it?
I mean, this guy, you know, I gotta say, like, he has a good voice. He has experience. He knows what he's doing. You know, it is not like a guy that they just pick up off the street. It's just that he fell in hard times, and at least he's given a second chance.
So who else do you think has a good voice?
Like, I think it's like an inspiring story, because it's like, well, if this guy can do it, then you can find a job. You know, if that guy can find a job, anybody can find a job. And then you have lazy white people that
but
are
did
just...
Did he find a job, or did the job find him?
I think the...
Well, the job found him, but he still took the initiative to have that sign.
He did. He
you
did.
Know. He wasn't like a complete bum.
Those homeless people do have. I mean, out of all that, that's probably the most original out of all the homeless begging signs that I've seen. Like, he actually has something as opposed to being like, I'm a vet or not like an animal vet, but like a
veterinarian.
I can take care of your cat.
Yeah, like, oh,
let me in your house.
Is your dog sick? Damn.
Yeah, just leave your dog with me. Yeah, I'll dog sit for you on the street. You can just pay me money when you get back.
When they return, he's like sitting there and he's like, oh, I'm full.
He's like, man, yeah, I'm sorry, but I was hungry.
Damn. Shit, was that your dog? Damn, tastes good, right? I didn't tell you, I'm from Vietnam.
But, like, you know, I'm just basically saying this guy, his story did make me happy. You know, and maybe he's, like I said, he's probably not the best guy in the world. He has, like, a lot of felonies and stuff. But, like
felonies or misdemeanors?
And he has, like, nine kids, too.
Nine kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also the same mother?
No, different mothers.
So he's, like, collecting.
I don't know who goes with which mother, but he has, you know, he's out there.
I don't know who goes with which mother. We gotta line them up on a graph.
Yeah, pretty much. But
they can line up with each mugshot that coincides with the time.
I'd rather have a news story like that than like somebody killing a congresswoman in Arizona. You know, like it's a happy story, so I don't want to down it.
No, it's good, and you don't get those very often in the news.
That's right. Those are a dream come true. Those are like
I just hope this guy, like, you know, knows how to handle his money and like has.
He's good, not. He's gonna be right back in the gutter snorting coke and knocking up more women.
He's gonna be so knocking up more women, different ones.
He's like, this time you can come to my house.
He's like, this time it's cool. It's like, I haven't had a Native American yet. Let's try this one. He says, "Hey, I'm the voice of God."
Right. Who's he gonna be working for?
Some like Cavaliers or some Ohio sports team.
WNBC.
WNBC.
So who else do you guys think have, like, out of anyone, entertainer or
has a good voice?
That has like really outstanding.
Kevin Smith.
We've already established you like the Kevin, but beyond Kevin Smith.
Dave Navarro. He has a good radio voice.
Dave Navarro.
Dark Matter. He has his own radio show.
Nikki Sixx has a good radio voice.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a radio voice, just voice in general.
Just voice like a talking voice?
Just
James Earl Jones.
Just
Darth Vader. Put it out there. Darth Vader.
It's like Darth Vader has the best voice out of all of that. You guys like Tarantino's voice?
It's kind of annoying to me.
He's always like, yeah, so you know, got the bride, all right? And everyone's going to do it, all right? So he does that.
Mixed with a little, like, I want to find
out. And now you got the backstory, okay? So now everyone's going to be, like, you're going to wonder at the beginning and all right. So he always does all right.
I think the way Quentin Tarantino talks kind of reminds me of the way Cootie talks. A little bit.
Maybe that's where it feeds off.
I'm feeling it a little bit. It just popped in my head when you said that.
Oh, man. Tarantino, but watching
voice.
Tarantino get mad is pretty hilarious at the same time.
Of course, I like the Clive Owen because he's all like, "Yes, you know,
I'm Shelley's new boyfriend.
I'm Shelley's new boyfriend.
I'm out of my mind." And he's like mysterious, mystique to him. I like it.
I want to see him like sell candy.
You know, he's like Snickers. he has like the. I would eat those Snickers.
What is the
you
Snickers?
You just pitched it to
what's,
me.
What's the Snickers tagline? Like they have a
hungry.
Like some
why wait?
Yeah.
Hungry. Why wait? And then but all you see is the bar like break. You know they show the bar break.
They should have Clive Owen break the bar. I'd be like, I want to eat that. Or they would have a Snickers, like Clive Owen eat a Snickers. And then he'd be like hungry.
No, it's going to be just like the Coke commercial where he's going to do it without a shirt. And you're like, how does this make any sense at all? Clive Owen eating Snickers without a shirt.
Oh my God, they would sell so many Snickers.
I bet that's going to be on the Super Bowl commercials.
All these women are going to be
like all fat. And they're like, I love Clive Owen. I can't stop eating them. I'm just imagining.
I can imagine other things like in the shape of a Snickers that you can be imagining eating of Clive Owen.
Like what?
They'll be like, I want to eat it. And like a giant Snickers bar.
Like the
king size.
This
one.
Is how the girls. Are, this is how the girls gonna be.
I'm gonna
one.
Lick it.
This is how the girls are gonna imagine having like their intercourse with them, but in the middle of them being
Clive Owen was white.
They have white chocolate Snickers.
In the middle of them having sex, they're gonna be on top, and then they're gonna have him say like, just say it, and then he's gonna go hungry. Why wait? No, that's all he's gonna do. He's just gonna come into the door hungry. Why wait? he can get so much pussy that way. Or he already has his own pussy at home. So
yeah, he has a woman.
He has his own.
I have a woman. Shelly's new boyfriend. I'm out of my mind.
Is that the only voice we can think of? Is there any woman
like,
that has a good voice?
I like Keith Urban's voice.
That's not a woman.
Close
but
enough,
he's all,
though.
He's
but...
all, like, he's Australian. He has, like, the Australian accent.
So anyone with Australian accents...
Yeah, Flame of Flame!
But he has Flame of Flame! Keith Urban has, like, the Australian accent mixed with, like, a little bit of South from, like, living in Tennessee for a while.
Right.
So it's kind of cute. I like it.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, like, what's
That's the one thing a guy wants to hear is, like, hey, your voice is cute.
I think it is cute. I like it.
How about Hugh Jackman in Australia?
I still haven't seen Australia yet, but I want
to. His voice in that's good. Like, he's got the good.
Yeah. Is he like, g'day, mate?
I need to watch that.
I'm Wolverine.
I need to watch Australia.
I haven't seen the whole thing. I saw part of it.
I like Penelope Cruz's voice.
Oh, yeah, you like her. She's like, Penelope Cruz.
She's like, oh, my God, she's crazy. I'll wait with my legs open.
I'll wait for you with my legs open.
So when they teamed up, it was pretty amazing. When they had, what was that? It was like
Banditas or whatever.
Banditas.
Got the... Penelope Cruz and Selma Hayek.
Hungry.
Legs open.
Hungry, why wait? I'll just keep waiting here with my legs open for you.
My legs open. That's all I remember. I'll wait here with my legs open for you. You see that movie, Nine?
Yeah, you're talking about the animated Jank?
No,
right?
No, the one...
Oh, you're talking about the one with... the dancing one.
Yeah,
it's just the dancing one.
The dancing
no,
one.
I have not seen it. I was looking for... what's his name? The actor.
Daniel Day-Lewis,
yeah. He's awesome, but no, I haven't seen it.
I like Daniel Day-Lewis's voice when he was doing The Butcher. That was cool.
I like, yeah. You know who else I like? Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's funny in interviews, man. I like...
He's like, yeah, I just do my work and my work is done. I don't want to watch my movie after I film it. You know? Like,
so I just want to be oblivious to it all, you know? Once it's done, it's over. I'd like to have that perspective, probably because he's being paid millions. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm getting paid
his
already.
His job's done.
I'm
going to
go to my home out in Cabo somewhere. He owns an island. Well, there you go. I'm going to go to my island, smoke a bowl, and chill. I don't have to worry about it.
do you think Johnny Depp just goes and smokes a bowl and chills?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
With his family and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. I know he smokes weed. He's got to. He just seems like that kind of
person. He's just got to. What if he doesn't?
He does.
How do you know?
I just guarantee.
What about Seth Rogen? Does he do it?
Is it because when you saw him in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, you're like, that guy must smoke a bowl.
Eating Gilbert Grape. That movie's awesome.
He
looked older back then than he does now, I think.
Yeah,
Johnny
what's
Depp.
Up with Johnny Depp? He looks.
I don't know.
He looks better. He looks better and better, like every year. Like I'm like, oh, I like it, Johnny. Like, he keeps getting older and stuff.
You know, there's like some cartoon out now, and he's like some kind
Rango.
Of gecko. Rango.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm gonna see that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see it. It's like on March 6th or something.
Yeah, it looks actually like it's gonna be pretty entertaining.
Oh my God! It's so. Have you been to their website?
No.
Go to the Rango website. I was on there once for an hour.
That's a long time.
It's a long time to be on single website. Yeah. Specifically, like, when people are like, I'm bored, click.
Well, but yeah. Basically, they have
when
like
the
this
average
town.
Website time is a half a second.
They have like this town that's like a saloon, and you can click on stuff.
Nice.
And things happen.
Things happen. You're there for hours just watching things happen.
And then sometimes I just kept clicking on the same stuff. Like, they have this rock that has like an eyeball on him. When you click on him, he's all like grumpy and he's like, argh. I just kept clicking on
it. I think one of the things, Caroline, I know
awesome.
The one things I know you like about that is because it also like tells the time of day. So like,
oh yeah, you can have a nighttime or a daytime.
The sun actually like moves.
Nice. And then they have the other area that's like a highway. Like kind of, it feels like they just drop you off on the side of the road and you're like just stuck there. You're like, shit, man, I just got like this rock to talk to. It's like all desolate. And then like things come flying by, and we found out there's a way to make aliens appear.
All on this website?
Yeah. Like it's like this like Easter egg, I guess. Like do you want to know the formula?
Sure.
Like there's like one glowing star.
I guess you should tell the website so people can figure it out too. What is it? Just rango.com?
I guess it's...
Is it just rango.com?
Just look up Rango and you'll find it. Use the Google.
Use the Google.
Use
anyway,
the Google.
There's like this one like star that's growing bright, like more than the other stars. You click on that star. And then there's another star that will come out of the blue that's brighter. And then you click on that star. And then it reveals a third star that's growing brighter. And then you click on that star. And then there's a fourth star that's growing brighter. And then you click on that star. And then the aliens come.
Then they come.
And that just shows you how long I was on the website to figure that out.
I, be-
They have different things you can figure out on the website. It's cool.
Maybe you can try it on your new Droid phone, Brian.
That's right. Droid.
Moving up the world. You'll be the second person on this radio show to have a Droid.
A Droid.
There you go. Who's the first?
James
has one.
He told the whole story about him buying a Droid. It was quite amazing. But I think you actually have a really, really rich history of technology.
Who, me or him?
You do. You have like this, because
my anti-technology history?
Well, just you and your relationship with...
And you have a better phone than Joe and I?
Your relationship with technology. Yeah, you've jumped from leaps and bounds, sir.
I know, you're like surpassing people that have been hooked up for a while.
It's been always like this huge announcement. It goes from like 2005 or 2006, or even before that, where you're like, I don't believe in phones and fuck technology. Yeah. You know what I mean? All I need is my mitts. You know, you're doing that. Then I get a phone call like a year later, like, Joe, you won't believe this, but I'm talking on a cell phone in a pool, like on a raft yeah. in the sun. I was like, what the hell is this? It's like, you're like, and I was like,
pool on the raft.
And I was like, is it using a cell phone awesome, dude? It's amazing. You're like, yeah, I don't know how I've gone without that. And then a year later, you bought a cell phone.
Yeah. That, the first time I was just using one. I didn't buy one yet.
Oh my God. So how is this cell phone treating you? How long have you had the Droid?
I've had it for about a month.
You like it?
Oh yeah, it's nice. It's so convenient.
Now you're not against technology anymore.
I mean, technology is still the devil, but
still devil. But
I'm going to use and abuse that devil right yeah. now. If I have to, then that's what I got to do.
So are you on Facebook?
No.
Are you on Twitter?
He's never going to do. I think he's going to be against social media.
MySpace, no.
Wasn't there a Facebook with you? Were you used to be on it?
We made a MySpace for him.
Oh, it was a fake MySpace.
A friend of mine made a MySpace for me.
Okay.
That never went on. And I told her I was never going to go on it, but she made it anyway when I moved to California.
That's why a lot of times people don't believe that we're like working like as a team, because like I only promote certain things and I never go out of my way to just talk completely nothingness about myself, and then you're not on at all.
I'm not existent on the internet. Yeah,
so people are like, "Oh, these guys are." So people are like, "These guys aren't doing anything," but like we're busting our ass all the time.
I wonder, like, you know, there are a handful of people that I know that aren't even on the internet, like
don't
present,
exist.
If in social media, it feels like you're not existent, like you don't live, like a part of you isn't living.
Right. See, that's
even though
the
you exist
opposite.
In the
I'm
real
living
world.
More because I'm not on it. Because
you're not on there. That's why I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Some people are constantly updating, and it's a little annoying. Especially when they're not actually doing something, you know, besides like saying like, oh, I just. I'm folding my socks.
Awesome.
Here's my schedule for the week, you know?
I think it just makes them feel important or, you know, whatever.
I should go out of my way to over-exaggerate every single update. Tomorrow I'm going to make $1 million. gonna hang out with Donald Trump, like you know,
you
just go
say,
way
and
out.
And then
just,
you can say I'm on my cell phone on a raft.
I think that maybe that it might be exactly what I'm going to change for my Facebook updates, because I'm still doing the single word thing. But now maybe in 2011 I'll just over exaggerate everything. Tomorrow I'm going to jump up in the air and I'm going to fly. Just like. I'm going to lift a mountain.
Or you should still do your name, but then say what you're doing with them. Like you'll say Donald Trump. Gambling in Vegas with Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm just going to do all these impossible things until they happen. Then when they stop happening, then I'll change it up.
Yeah, but then people...
I'll entertain.
What
I'll
if,
entertain
what if,
people
like,
somehow.
When it actually, you know, when it actually does happen, then people won't believe it. Because then they'll be like, oh, you cried wolf. So I don't know, you know, it might strike back on you, just so you know.
The internet. Even though this is like an internet show.
Yeah. Damn internet.
I hate technology.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Let me wait for this to download. I always thought that was great, man. But like you always had like it's like this strong belief of like, no, fuck the phone.
Oh yeah, I hated that shit. Because I just look at it as like everybody lived without it for so long, and now people that have it are like just can't live without what they got now.
Yeah, it's like attached
like,
to their hip.
They wouldn't even know what to do. Some like the kids that are younger than us that grew up with all this, they don't even know what the hell a library is or like how to go research
Daddy,
without the internet.
What's a library?
You know? Like they won't know what to do if they ever got stuck without all this technology.
Nothing, man. They would just spin
what
in
I'm
circles.
What I'm fearing, honestly, I am fearing like the day the internet dies. Like, I don't know how
that
can even...
I don't think it'll ever happen.
I don't know how it could happen or who, what, when, where, or why, but if it does...
I can't... What about the day when the internet turns on us?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
You know, and either way, the day when technology is, like, diminished to a certain extent, like, the people that are... the people that are going to end up winning are, like, wilderness people. Like, with their guns and stuff. They're going to be like, yeah, I'm with my gun, my dog,
they're
going to
be like,
they're
going to
be all down, man.
That's just going to be other countries. That's what other countries... A lot of other countries are like that right now.
Oh, yeah,
they're way behind, so... Once we rely so much on technology, if they come over and destroy all that, then they got us.
All they're going to do is pull out the big giant plug that's located at Area 51.
Yeah.
There's like one giant plug that looks like just like the old Circuit City.
Right?
Just lift that up and take it away. Technology.
I do somewhat fear that day.
That's how at Dollhouse, that was one of the... When they prophesize, like, the apocalypse, they're like, it was the technology. Like, the technology is what people should fear.
Right.
Because that's true, man.
It's frightening.
But DVR, you can't just live without DVR.
That's
right.
You
can't live without your internet and Netflix.
But it's, like, amazing.
What is one thing today that you do not need modern what counts as modern technology today? Like, internet, anything...
wireless, anything, man.
Have you ever gone a day without using any of that at this point?
Yes.
Well, it's not fair, Brian, because you came from the barbaric age.
I've gone multiple days without using internet or anything.
You've only been catching up for the past month.
Yeah, I know.
I think you're going to...
How's your computer? Do you still have that computer that Joe gave you that was like the porn
computer? Tell the story of that computer, Brian.
Which one?
The porn one.
The one that got destroyed
by
Jessica Biel.
I think it was Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel destroyed.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't even looking up porn. No, I wasn't even looking up porn.
It's Jessica Biel.
I swear. I swear to God, I was not looking up porn. No, this time I really wasn't.
At least James admits
this time I wasn't. I'm telling
time.
You, this least, one time least, I wasn't. That's why it got back to bite me.
At least James would admit to it. He has a specific computer for porn.
He has a porn computer.
Well, see, that's
smart.
Computer. I should have done that. I should have a regular computer.
He has
porn
the
computer,
ritual sacrifice, ritual sacrificial computer.
You gotta have that if you're gonna be looking
at
porn.
AIDS. This computer has AIDS and this one doesn't.
Yeah. This one's on quarantine.
Basically, the only one computer gets STDs. You just gotta watch out for that.
That'd be so vicious. Like, you can take a flash drive from James's computer and just leave it in for a few seconds and pull it out, put it somewhere else, and it's all contaminated.
That's exactly what it
this
is.
This is how the virus spread.
But no,
we can track it down to James Meehan's computer.
I was trying to put up pictures as, like, a screensaver like Joe has on his computer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just finding, like, pictures of, you know, hot women and movie sets and all that kind of stuff. And I went on to Google search with her pictures, and I kept looking through them, and next thing you know, complete meltdown.
I tried so hard to resuscitate
See,
that.
Why is it her, though? I heard that when you search her name, she destroys all the computers.
She's a dirty bitch, right?
She's a cyber STDs. I don't know.
Cyber STDs is what Jessica Biel had. Was it worth it? Was looking up Jessica... Now what happens is, now I'm never going to look up Jessica Biel. Like,
never.
Even ever again.
The only safe way you can really look it up...
Mila Kunis is way better looking anyway.
Yeah, she is. She definitely is.
I guess you could safely look up Jessica Biel in, like, IMDb.
Yeah.
No.
They won't let you grab pictures on IMDb.
Well, let's
think.
I was looking for, like,
screenshot first.
You know, pictures, like good pictures, like artistic
like porn
pictures.
Like,
no, not porn pictures. But if those popped up, I'd look at them. But
yeah.
I think you don't make them; they just pop up automatically somehow.
They do.
You can look up cheese and porn pictures.
Yeah,
pop
that
up.
Is true. I've
you
looked
look
up
look
the
look at this porn. Look at this porn cheese.
I've looked up the word tree, and I found
one time you looked up. Weren't we on one show together when we looked up on. When you used to have a laptop and there was like girls pushing cars in mud or something like
the,
that and that's like how people car stuck girls and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to Google
your car stuck.
Yeah, and even like I don't
AAA.
Know you can say like girls stuck in a car. I mean, like who knows what's gonna pop up.
Yeah, you never know.
The key is to look up single words.
Girl in car.
No, just go like car. Girls will pop up.
Right, girls in cars.
They'll just add on. Specifically now, like on Google, because you can do, it does like the auto refresh or whatever it does, where you can just type in the word and automatically it'll just show up.
Yeah. Shows you like the top hits.
Yeah, pages will just automatically change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have this awkward silence as I take a sip from my water.
The internet.
I was gonna gurgle it, but I couldn't do it.
Hungry? Why wait?
Why wait? Why wait? Who else has a good voice?
You do.
Yes.
Yes.
I do. I do want to still try that though. So I remember that guy from New York Comic Con wanted me to do commentary for some wrestling matches.
Yeah, you should do it.
I was gonna definitely do that as soon as I get some time to actually type 5 words. No, I need to step up on that. That'd be interesting. I would still think I had to make up some sort of name, like, you know, like Joey Styles, that's his own name. I was thinking about using like Dean and then something else as a last name or something like that.
Dean
Kent.
Dean Kent.
Oh, I like that. Dean Kent.
There it is.
That's actually like whenever I...
Sounds like a good porn name.
When we're...
I'm Dean Kent.
Hey, I'm Dean Bent.
Dean Bent.
Oh, gross.
I always use
Hungry?
That...
Why wait?
When I'm thinking of names to put in scripts, I always have to go through like... Oh, what names they have on Smallville? What names they have on Supernatural? What are they using? Right. What do they have on this? I can't think of like weird. These...
Someone eventually is gonna figure out your formula.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah,
with
that's
me,
okay.
Man. That's fine with me.
Something Winchester.
There's a whole
Chloe
time.
Chloe Winchester.
When I was using,
when people catch it and they know, they're like, "Oh, that's awesome."
Because that's an homage to it. Because right? It's not like it's out of the blue. It's like, "Oh, that person must be a fan of that show. Exactly. I'm a fan of theirs now." Right. Win.
Win-win. It's win-win.
And that's the key. Is that win-win situation? I think.
To win.
you sleeping on the mic?
Sleeping it or you smelling it?
I don't know.
I've never actually smelled this
one. I'm doing
before.
The texture.
It smells like nothing.
It smells like something.
It smells like a windsock.
I hope it doesn't smell like any sock.
It smells like our listeners.
Eastbound and Bound, man.
Oh, I love that
big
show.
Big New Year's Eve, I watched that for...
We watched that for hours.
Yes, like literally
like
hours.
Like 6 hours.
Literally.
Well, there's only 6 episodes. So.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
I don't know.
It so
felt
fast.
Like it just went on and
no,
on
No, but
forever.
They went
we,
season
we
two.
We had to keep watching it.
Season two, there still is only like 6 or 7 episodes. I think there's 7 episodes.
Well, I watched a whole lot of them. Well, I watched a whole lot then.
It's so short, like the episodes, but they're great.
Yeah, they
I love
go by
them.
So quick.
But one thing Carolyn brought up is like the way the show is structured, how like the end of it is always, it grabs right to the next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like immediately it starts right up and from right where it
yeah,
ended.
It starts
and I'm
right
like,
from
oh my god,
off.
You can never leave it.
Is this where Danny McBride started? Like, was that his breakout role? Was the Eastbound and Down?
Well,
he did
a movie called Foot Fist Way.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Before that was similar,
it?
Foot Fist Way.
Foot Fist Way? Never heard of it.
Where he was trying to bring this, like,
I know
kind
were,
of comedy
you,
to it.
You were
it
a fan of
like,
Danny McBride before even I've even seen him in, like, Tropic Thunder or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Brian's
and I was like, who's that?
There before anyone else.
I just think his freaking comedy is hilarious.
The first introduction I've ever had to him was, Mother Nature must have pissed her pants out. Like that line. Right. And then like I saw like the Eastbound and Down posters everywhere at New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like a new show. I like never right. heard of it. So, and apparently like it's been around for a while. So I was like, I haven't watched the Goonies either. So, you know.
Yeah, he was on, actually Dan McBride was on G4 TV. He did an interview and he was they were talking about Eastbound and Down too, because they were saying like he said yeah it's the third season's coming like they're already on board, they're already making it, so pretty excited about that.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's starting to really. There was a time literally when I saw him like on everything. I was like, okay, he was in the movie Up in the Air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was just like on all these things.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I mean, he seems like
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, he was in freaking. He looked different in Pineapple Express, man.
Yeah.
Like he was like bigger in Pineapple Express.
I think so. Well, he also had like his hair was different. Like, he didn't have the Jerry curl like you see him in.
What did
he
have?
Found and down. He just had short hair, like just straight up short regular hair.
He was the one that goes like Thug Life. Yeah. That was that. I almost forgot that he was in a Pineapple Express,
yeah.
Man. I am excited about. I bet the movie's already came out by this time, but Green Hornet. I am looking forward to seeing Green Hornet.
Is it out now?
When this comes out,
or does it come out like this week or something?
Comes out the 14th.
June 14th.
It's so next week. So next week. Before. So 3 days or 4 days ago.
Right. Nice.
I bet the movie was awesome.
But also, are you going to see Your Highness?
Oh, I'm definitely going to see Your Highness.
So that means that's the second time that Dan McBride is working with James Franco.
You had a pretty. Yeah. We haven't talked about your New York Comic Con experience yet. With you actually being
here. I have something to say about that.
All right. Let's say it.
Brian at New York Comic Con. I will always remember Brian being like, love what you do.
That's right.
But you need to tell the story, or someone else does. Cause
no, I want
to
hear the story from Brian, though.
Yeah.
We've already told the story.
Love what you do.
But yeah, so, you know, our day basically started before, the night before New York Comic Con, right? We were just looking at seeing who the guests were, and we're looking online that it was all in alphabetical order. And then we see Allison Mack on there. And we're like, holy shit, she's really going to be there? That's impossible.
I didn't even know she was going to be there.
So then, like, even when we got into the venue, that was pretty much all that was on her mind. Is we're like, we found what the show was. Like, it was like Reese. And then we're like, we got to find Reese the web series. We got to find out what the table number was. All right. And then we lined it up with how close it was from ours. So even after all the stuff that happened there, the first thing on my mind as soon as we got into the venue was like, where's the Reese table? It's right there. We need to look at that forever. We need to scope that out.
We did, and she never came to that table.
Yeah,
like,
they said that she wouldn't be there, though.
Well, then I never saw the other girls there either.
I saw that main Reese girl. She was there for like an hour.
The one that was like taking pictures with everybody and
Blue
stuff?
Mouth?
Yeah. Blue Mouth was there?
Wait, which one? The dark
Lollipop.
Hair girl? Or
Lollipop.
The... Okay, yeah.
Blue Mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was signing for like an hour. Or it felt like an hour. That. But I got her to sign my card. But she wasn't there very long at all.
Right.
Because they're superstars. Superstars.
But like, honestly, there wasn't a line or anything. Like, I just walked right up.
Would you mind sharing us your experience with Miss Allison Mack?
Or just share your whole New York Comic Con experience.
This was the first time you'd ever been in the city.
Yeah, your whole New York experience.
First time I've ever been in New York. First time I've ever been to a Comic Con. And it was, New York was kind of what I thought it was going to be.
Because I remember there was
big,
a time.
Loud, obnoxious, but really cool because there's a lot of stuff to see. And
because when we were walking like down like 42nd and there wasn't a lot of people, you're like, man, I was expecting there to be a lot of people.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I was like, dude, wait till we go two more blocks up.
Because everything you see is like Times Square area, I guess. So you expect there to be just people upon people walking to work or whatever. And there's like nobody like on the streets. At least, you know, to the fact that I thought I was going to see that many people. But the convention was kind of overwhelming at first because there's just so many people. Like, I didn't realize it was going to be that big.
I didn't know it was going to be over 90,000 people either.
Yeah, it was insane. And I really enjoyed it. Like, I, you know, embraced the inner geek inside of me, I guess, or something. I don't know. I feel like it was fun.
That's what you have to do. Like, when you're there, you're just like, fuck it. Everyone here is here for the same thing.
Oh, yeah. But there's so much stuff going on. Like, I kept telling you that I couldn't even concentrate on, like, to look at one booth was, like, almost impossible because there's just so much stuff going on that you're just, like, sensory overload.
Yeah.
But the whole Allison Mack thing, yeah, it was...
You saw her before me.
So was that on, like, the Friday?
I did.
That was the Friday night.
That was her first night,
Yeah, that was the first night in, like... I saw her, like... I think we were walking by. We were sitting down waiting to get into the room.
Yeah.
And, like, I glance over to the left as we're sitting against the wall. Because I kept sitting near that door. People kept trying to come out. It's pissing me off. So I looked over to the left. And, I saw her just, like, kind of shoot right by into the room out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, dude, I'm telling you, I just saw Allison Mack. And you're like, what?
I was like, what?
Looking around, like, because all the other cast and crew were just standing outside hanging out.
Yeah, like, I guess no one wanted to see them.
Yeah, but there was a couple people that were there seeing them. But, yeah, they didn't care. They were just chilling. But Allison Mack, I guess, being the big star that she is, or with her following, you know, she was like, I got to get in this room and get away from all the fans that were potentially going to chase her down. But we got into the room and we went through the whole spiel and watching it and just kept staring at Allison Mack the whole time.
Just for the record, this is a panel about
panel about the Reese web series.
I remember Carolyn, as soon as we walked in, she's like, there she is. Like, I can hear her voice.
Because her voice is very distinctive, speaking of voices.
Well, she was in there. Then they let everybody go sit down, or we went in there to sit down. And she was like, do you remember? She was like sitting in the back of the room.
Yeah,
sitting in the back
room
with
like
her boyfriend or her friend, some dude, or whatever. Somebody. Because she seemed to like have a lot of people there, like family or
was
friends.
Was there a guy
something.
With her? I didn't know.
Yeah, there was
it.
A guy with her.
A guy
like,
with
like,
her or just a guy
talking
to her?
Was it like a boyfriend?
I think it was
level.
Her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wish I paid more attention to him.
Because he
was
like,
just looking at her.
So he was like standing like right
yeah,
in front like,
of
her. She had her back against the wall and he was like standing like right in front of her.
To block?
Yeah, kind of just like calming her down or like talking to her. I don't really remember. I wasn't looking at him because I was too.
You know,
I was like, oh crap, it's Allison Mack.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
So I didn't really pay attention to what he looked like, but I noticed that he was like. The emotions or the interaction that was going on between them was kind of like
it was like more than
kind of like he was like calming her down or something or like yeah. talking to her like, oh, it's cool, let's just get this panel going and then we'll, you know, go get out of here or whatever, blah, blah,
yeah
blah. So I mean maybe it wasn't her boyfriend but it seemed kind of
like agent
that.
Or, some,
or like
somebody
they, yeah, she's close been. To that person
but he looked like he was her age so I don't know, it could have been her age,
which is our age,
yeah,
anyway,
our
it doesn't matter, somebody that was close to her
anyway, yes. So we sat down and we watched the panel.
And she was the brightest star out of all
she
those
was.
Stars
she
up there.
She was very well spoken.
Very
unbelievably well spoken, man.
Yeah.
And about a great subject matter of sci-fi. She, like, she really put
yeah.
over sci-fi.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
So when the panel was over...
Did that shock you, though? Like, what was your impression of her when she first started?
Well, here's the thing. We were talking when she first started talking about
yeah.
everything. Well, I kind of knew...
At least talking in general.
I kind of knew that she was, like, smart and... I didn't know she was well, as well-spoken as she is, but I knew she was smart and down there because I watched the behind-the-scenes of Smallville of her directing some of those episodes.
Yeah.
And she was, like, on point, like, super hard worker, like, really knows her stuff. So I kind of expected that from her a little bit. But I didn't expect this, like, intimidation. Like, I didn't know she had the kind of fan base that she has.
Yeah.
So she was kind of shy about it, you know? She definitely, like, all the other cast crew, like, yeah, I'll take pictures and blah, blah, and meet and greet and all this stuff. She was kind of just like... All right, I gotta go. Don't really want to. I can't take pictures with anybody.
Because if she does, she has to give
yeah.
to everyone else.
Yeah, and then
and that's understandable.
Yeah, it is understandable. Yeah. But she seemed very kind of like shy and shut off a little bit more than I was like thinking she was going to. So I only had a chance to throw in like something at her real quick and just. But I actually didn't say.
Describe,
I
want
to know
about
this. I
want to
know the step by step
that moment,
man. Because
this
remember we
magic
were
moment.
Take this in consideration. At this time, we're like, all right, let's just leave. She's not signing. We're all,
yeah,
I was
yeah,
already
yeah,
heartbroken
yeah.
by that. She's not taking pictures. I want a picture with her. Let's get the hell out of here. So we already walked to the back near the door, got buttons.
And then we were like,
no, we can't.
We got to do something. We were like, yeah. We got to at least say something or
and
something.
Then, but then what was weird is, I don't know if you felt like this, but it felt like everyone had, there was pressure on me specifically to turn around. Like, Joe, you're the final draw. If we leave, we're leaving. If we go back, I'm like, fuck, man. All right, let's turn around.
Yeah.
And then it was a lot of back and forth, like, no, let's, you know, like, all right, let's walk halfway.
It was like a mission, like, trying to figure out
how to get
there.
It was kind of nervous a little bit.
I was nervous?
You know, here's the thing. I wouldn't have been so nervous if she was like, oh, yeah, I'll take pictures and was meet and greet everybody. Then
yeah.
I'd be way more open because, like, oh, it's cool. But she felt like she didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell she didn't want to do it. So then approaching her made it even worse because you don't want to be that asshole that's like, hey, how's it? You know, all up in her face and really make her feel even more uncomfortable than she already seemed like she was.
Because I did hear her say, like, no, I can't take pictures because if I take pictures, then I'm
yeah, I did hear
that.
Her say that too. I did hear her say that.
And then
too.
To me, I was like, oh, you know, I was
she
like,
just
aw.
Looked like she was ready to get the fuck
yeah.
out of there.
Have,
to be honest,
have, enjoy,
with
enjoy New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is cool. So you
but,
know,
but then we were like, oh fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, well, we came here all this way. We got to have some interaction.
Yeah, yeah, we did have to have some interaction.
Now,
so
I don't know if you remember, but we went like she walked on one side.
Yeah, we like kind of chased her because she went one way and we went that way.
But it wasn't
and then
like
we realized
a, like
that
a
she,
hard-on chase.
No, it
like.
Wasn't.
Listen, well, this is
like,
fine. This is puppy dog
it
stuff.
It wasn't. Here's how it's set up. Well, like we're down the middle
I'm just
row.
Trying to make it seem like you weren't like
we're
stalking.
No, no, we weren't
you know,
stalking. We
yeah,
weren't stalking.
Yeah. It really wasn't a stalking.
We walked down the middle row. The panel's at the back of the room with the stage. She's behind the panel, like behind the tables and chairs where the panel is. She's back there. So me and Joe are walking down the aisle. We see her start to walk towards her left, which would be our right. So we go right to follow her, coming, thinking she's going to come off stage. She stops, goes the other way. So me and Joe
no, but she
kinda,
talks. She starts talking
well,
to someone.
Well, she did talk to somebody.
Yeah, so we're like, oh, shit, which way she
yeah,
go?
So we kind of like at a standstill at this point.
Yeah, so it's...
So we're just kind of waiting
well,
it out.
Should we go left? I
and
remember
like,
there was one time we were like, all right, you go right, I go left.
Right, and I felt kind of bad, too, for a second, because the one other girl that was taking pictures with people, she was like right next to me taking pictures, and then she got done with her picture and she just kind of just standing there, and I'm just like not looking at her and waiting for Allison Mac. Like, you know, I could have just took a picture with her real quick, but I was just like, whatever, I'm not concerned with you right now.
And she was also like, on Smallville too. Like,
yeah, she's cool though. I didn't even realize that she was on Smallville. If I'd have known that then, I probably would have jumped
over it. But see, I understand at this point
with
Allison Mack, you've already dedicated like 10 years of your life.
Yeah, I mean,
you're like, I earned this moment.
It's like I know Chloe, man. It's like I know her. But so then she finally exits stage right. And
she went from one complete opposite side of the stage to the other side of the stage.
And as soon as she got off stage, there was already people from the audience that I think were people that knew her, family, friends that already were going up and talking to her, kind of like they were like making this barrier around her so I couldn't penetrate.
You used the word penetrate.
But eventually I did. I found the opening where she was all alone and I attacked.
Where did this take place? Like in the graph, in the mapping of the...
Oh, it was like right in the middle. It was right in the middle of the aisle to the left. Like if you go down the middle of the aisle and you bang a left, it's like right there.
But so it happened like directly in front of the tables?
Directly in front of the tables. So I didn't know what I was going to say or what I was going to do, and I was trying to say something.
Were you nervous, though? Were you like, I
was nervous because I didn't even, like, really look at her. I did look at her, but I looked at her first to get her attention because I was like, hey, Allison. And then I actually didn't say I love what you do. I said, thank you for doing what you do. That's what I said.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing what you do.
I said, thank you for doing what you do. And then I immediately just looked down at the floor and walked away.
You just like jet out. And from my perspective, I was watching it from kind of a little bit further back in the room because I wasn't really going in on the plan of attack because I like Allison Mack and stuff. But I, you know, if she was more open to be like, hey, I'll take photos, I would have definitely been like, oh, hey, you know, Chloe's awesome. Thanks for, you know, thanks for doing what you do. But like, I am not as obsessed. I don't know what word to use,
no,
but I'm
fans,
not like,
you know,
no, but
I'm honest, a fan.
I'm a fan too, but I'm not like, when she said that, like, to me, like, she's important and stuff, but I would like kind of was like, okay, I'll respect, you know, your wishes. Not to say that you guys didn't, but like, you know, I was just like, you know, if she doesn't want to take pictures, then I'm not going to force, you know, I'm going to stay near the back of the room. So, but for me watching Brian do that, which I thought it was cool that you guys did approach her though. Cause you guys aren't, honestly, you guys aren't menacing looking. Like, you know what I mean?
I hope
like,
I'm not menacing looking.
But you know
I
what I mean? Like,
I
you're not like the type of guy that's like, I want to touch her boobies or like, you know, like, and just grab and run. Or like, you know, like there are people like that at New York Comic Con that are like, you know, grabby, you know, like grabby guys or like, you know, like geeky or I don't even know what words to use, but you guys weren't like that. And you guys honestly just wanted to like be face to face with her and just say one sentence or whatever to her, you know, and just be like, hey, I love what you do.
Yeah,
or
just
whatever.
Appreciate her.
Yeah. And just like acknowledge
talents.
Her. And you know,
I remember you came up to me like and said like, oh, I said this and I ducked away. And then after you did that, I was like, fuck, man, like I have like now it's like I have to do something.
Yeah.
And I can't even do that. I can't even do like a drive by.
Yeah.
I have to. Initially, so like, but like, I think the way you did it, I felt was more acceptable. Like when you came to walking towards her, because like for me, I had to walk through the middle of that and then do a hard. Like I was
so what
literally.
What did you say to her?
I
exactly?
was literally talking before I got out of this like the seats.
Yeah.
I was like, Allison, I know you're not, you know, I know
take
you're not
pictures.
Taking any pictures, but I'd love to like shake your hand.
Oh yeah.
And then
that.
She's just like, oh sure, shook your hand. I was like, hey, it's nice to meet you. I'm Joe. I'm Allison. And then she walks like 3 feet later,
and
then
said,
turns
thank
around.
You.
No, she turns around. She's like, don't forget to watch a show. Yeah, and I'm like, definitely. and after that, I was like, fuck, I can go home right now.
Yeah, I do remember
see,
that.
I couldn't because I still had Bruce Campbell ahead of me.
Yeah,
time.
Bruce Campbell's still there.
Was,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was still funny, like watching it from the back. Kind
that's
of
what I'm because you can
and,
see
like,
us like ducking.
You guys
were
like ducking and like weaving in between a chair and like.
That's
like,
what
was,
I'm
like, this, like mission.
I
like
can, I can imagine like someone like in like Hudsucker Proxy, like how they're watching like these two people interact. They're like, look at this guy. What are they? Now they're going right.
I was just
kind of
watching
going,
it. And I'm like,
yeah. Now they're going left. Oh no, that was so close. Look at they're inches away. No, they.
It was like a football play.
It really was. Are you duck left? I go right.
But Brian's was funny because he was just like, I mean, I got your quote wrong, but it did. Joe and
I love
been
what you do. It's
it
still
for,
pretty awesome.
It's still
like,
basically the same
love
thing.
Love what you do. And then you just like jet out.
Peace.
I mean, I think it's cool that you guys like approach her because, like, I mean, you might meet her again in the future, hopefully.
We will
but,
definitely work with her in the future.
But, like,
in a less nervous,
but
probably I'll be just as nervous.
But at the same time, it's
like, I'll
be
shaking
like
I just worked out.
But what are the odds that you know that you'd ever be in the same room with her? Like, knowing that. You never knew that like a week before. You know, you like you knew you were coming to New York Comic Con. You're
yeah,
all excited.
I had no
you
idea.
Know, see, but if you had never known that Chloe Sevillian would be there.
I,
you know,
I definitely like, think that's what like doing going to those shows Sullivan. Is all about. Is like you have this opportunity. You got to make the best of this opportunity. If you don't, who knows if you'll ever have that again?
Yeah.
That's what going out and making work and you know what I mean and mm-hmm. us Brian make me and you making movies and us making comic books is that you might never get another chance. You might as well do it now.
You gotta take it while it's there.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it may be scary, but really, if you just shove that, it's gonna be scary no matter what. If it's something that's worth it, you'll be scared somewhat or nervous, you know.
Right.
And But that's why we do that's why we do shit.
That's why we do what we do.
That's why we do what we do.
I love what you do.
I love what you do. I hope someone does that to us. If they awesome. Do, if they do, I will, if someone says that line to me, I will take a picture with them.
Oh, yeah. If someone says that line to me and tries to run, I'll be like, yo, come here.
Yeah. Hey, I got my own camera. I got my own. Yeah. Here's a DVD.
But it is hard if you have like somebody you know demanding stuff
yeah.
from you
oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that. You know,
people that don't even know you.
And that's how we're gonna end the show.
I love what you do.
I love what you do, Brian.
Thank you very much.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And
thanks,
this is Brian.
Catch y'all later. Thanks for tuning in. See you, Carolyn.
Love what you do.
I love what you do. Allison Mack. I love what you do.
Human wreck, is that jealous?